You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Brinley Bird, who is the Executive Director of the Michigan Construction Career Council. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. I think you get the award for the best name ever.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I do love that. Brindley Bird. I like that a lot.
Thank you. That's great.
You're coming to us from Mason, I believe, today. Your day one is just finished of an event focusing on careers in construction. It's Michigan Construction Career Days 2011. How did day one go?
I'll tell you what, Cheryl. Today was a fantastic day. Sometimes weathermen and weatherwomen are not my best friends, because if you believe what they said yesterday, we would have been totally soaked and up to our knees in mud out at the Hingham County Fairgrounds. But that just was not the case. There was a little bit of rain in the morning, but by the time over 1,000 kids from schools all across Michigan got out to the fairgrounds and spent the day there, we left at the site today about 2:30. The sun was shining, the wind was blowing, and it was a beautiful day.
What is the goal of this construction career days? You said folks getting out of school. So we're talking about folks that are still in school as young as middle school and high school?
Yeah, that's correct. The idea of Michigan Construction Career Days is to let young people, middle school and high school students, know about the many career opportunities in the construction industry. This is the fourth year that the Construction Council, as well as the Michigan Career Days Advisory Board, has worked together to organize Construction Career Days. And we're just really pleased that we can show young people how they can get building their future with a career in construction.
Well, and frankly, when I saw the press release on this, I thought, well, this bodes well for the economy. If we're showing folks, you know, about careers in construction, all varieties of careers in the construction field, this is a good thing.
It is a good thing, Cheryl, and I'll tell you, to be quite honest, this is not an event to get kids jobs now. What this is to get young people who are still in high school or middle school to think about what their career choices are. Those of us that advocate for construction and work in the construction industry know that the services that the industry provides are absolutely needed, no matter what the economy is. So what Construction Career Days is trying to do is keep that pipeline full of young people that are able to and willing to and, in fact, are educating themselves and training themselves so that 3 to 5 years down the road, we have a skilled workforce that the industry needs.
And I think one of the important things that I liked when I read the press release, Brinley, was about continuing education and keeping yourself trained for the changes in the technology, frankly, going along with construction as well, all the way up to, you know, PhD levels.
Oh yeah, that's one of the, there's many best kept secrets about construction, and we certainly have a fantastic educational institution right here in East Lansing, Michigan State University, and their School of Planning, Design, and Construction offers a PhD in construction management. I mean, that really does speak to how complicated construction has gotten these days. I mean, just think of how complicated the FRID project's going to be. It's not just guys down there with hammers and welders trying to build something. This is state-of-the-art nuclear research facility that they're building. You're just not going to go down to your Home Depot or your Lowe's and pick up guys to build something like that. And that high-tech, that high complexity of construction does trickle down all the way down into home renovations these days, as we're trying to figure out how to make our houses and our buildings more energy efficient. Gone are the days of I've got a hammer and a paintbrush and I'm going to be a carpenter. I think those days are way gone.
Now, the young folks involved in these career days, again, a second day tomorrow, talk about hands-on.
Yeah, what's great about Construction Career Days is we have hands-on in a lot of ways. We have the carpenters are out there, the Michigan Carpenters Apprenticeship Fund with hands-on activities. We have the iron workers as well. Capital Area Michigan Works Youth Build has got some hands-on activities, as well as Habitat for Humanity. The latter groups are actually building usable projects. Habitat for Humanity has got kids coming to Construction Career Days building sheds. And Youth Build does as well. The iron workers and the masons, the the bricklayers and allied craft workers are out there as well, all with these hands-on things. The thing that's really exciting about Construction Career Day that really sets it apart from other construction career fairs is that all the students that come from these schools across the state, they get to actually operate many pieces of heavy equipment. The operating engineers, Local 324, along with their contractors and companies like AIS Equipment and Michigan Cat, have over 30 pieces of real heavy equipment that all the students that were there today and all those that are coming tomorrow can actually operate.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity. You said you expected more than about 2,800 students.
That's
incredible. It's a good thing, Brinley, and I'm pleased that you were able to take some time to talk to us about it tonight. Looking forward to tomorrow, and we will hope that the weather gods bless you again.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. I'm glad to be a friend on Cheryl. Friends.
There you go. Always. Thank you so much, Brinley. Have a great day tomorrow as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brinley Bird, Executive Director of Michigan Construction Career Council. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.